Welcome, everybody. Sorry for the jarring thing, but it's always jarring, so we just lean hard into it. That's just our strategy.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being here. My name is Hey Good.
And I'm Katie Soros.
And together, we are
Infinite Quest. Nailed it.
Ooh, we really did nail it.
We did. That was good.
We always say nailed it as a bit, but we actually nailed it.
That was pretty decent.
We are ADHD advocates and educators. We got our start on TikTok. We eventually started a podcast called Katie and Eric's Infinite Quest, where we talk about navigating adult life with ADHD and neurodivergent issues in general. We eventually started playing D&D sort of as like a fun, jokey thing, you know, just like an extra bonus episode, and the internet really liked it. And so here we are. I play a character named Blumpkin. Don't Google it, please. He's a half-orc barbarian, and he's a really nice, friendly sort of guy, if not the smartest.
And I play a tiefling cleric named Helvetica. Yes. Also, we just want to let you know, our DM, Chris, should be coming pretty soon. I think he's, like, maybe stuck in traffic or something. So thank you so much all for being here. It just really means a lot that we are here at MomoCon. This is our first MomoCon.
Katie, answer the phone. Ring. Katie, answer the phone.
Hello?
I have your DM.
What is this?
He's trapped. He's not coming. He's gone now.
What are you talking about?
He's locked in the room with a expired Dave and Buster's gift card as a key.
Eric, just to be very clear.
This isn't Eric.
Not Eric. Just to be very clear. Did you not tell Chris that we had a D&D panel today? Is that what happened?
No.
Why would one choose to make that life choice knowing that we have to play D&D in front of an audience?
Because now it's just going to be like the two of us like old times, you know, we're going to have to figure something out. And this isn't Eric, stop saying that, it's weird, it's strange. We'll just have to make it work, just the two of us, it's going to be fun, it's going to be
okay,
a good time.
Okay, I'm hanging up now.
No, don't,
I'm
okay, that's
I'm
fine.
Hanging up.
Who was that?
Eric. So just to be very clear, Chris is not coming
to the D&D.
That's
fine. No, look at this. We have a whole audience of wonderful people.
Chris,
I'm sure
we cannot play D&D without our DM, Chris.
Yes, we can.
Wait, how are we going to play? The DM is responsible for the adventure.
We're going to use the we're going to use the audience. We have a wonderful creative group of people, right? Creative group of people. Nobody will know the difference, all right? We're going to whip up a D&D campaign.
You're taking advice from a person in a no-woo hat.
That's the only... That's the only person I will accept advice from.
All right, so what is the plan here, Eric?
All right, Blumpkin Helvetica, we're somewhere. Where Blumpkin Helvetica? Where are we starting? What's our starting point? Anybody yell it out? Raise hands?
Florida.
Oh, this is gonna go really bad.
All right, so
we're in Florida. Where in Florida are we? Like
Tampa,
Florida. All right. We're in Tampa, Florida. What are we in? Like an '80s hair band or something? That's what I think. We're
on a rainy day.
On a rainy day, Tampa, Florida.
In a swamp.
All right.
We're already in Florida. That's just redundant.
I know, right?
It's sundown.
All right, so we got rainy. We should be keeping notes. We got rainy day, Tampa, Florida, in a swamp, on a Wednesday afternoon. Okay.
All right.
And scene. But hey, Helvetica, check it out. I found this cool lizard. It's really big. Look at this. He's got big, clampy jaws, and I will name him Earl.
But I mean, I hate to just start off by being just like an absolute naysayer, but this is not Busch Gardens.
I don't know.
You're right, it's Olive Garden.
I thought we were at Olive Garden, right? I was kind of disappointed about the quantity of breadsticks in this here swamp.
Well, all right. So you find yourself with a big lizard. What sort of lizard is this, Blumpkin?
Well, it's like a big clampy lizard. You know, the clampy kind with the big mouthy things. And I thought we could bring him with us. You know, and I could use him as like a weapon. You know, and I could shush him around. You know, like an intimidating tactic. I bet we could at least rob a convenience store with this sucker here. Every time.
All right, we're just gonna pause for a second because this is a fun story. So the last time we did a thing,
I'm holding an alligator right now.
You're doing a great job. The last time we did a convention, We were doing this like very serious thing about like neurodivergency and like accessibility in gaming, and we were having these like heartfelt, tearful conversations about, you know, like the need for belonging. And then next door was a sea shanty sing along. That's a real thing. That's a real thing that happened to us once. And so I'm like, yeah, you know, like when my father died, and they're like, soon may the weatherman come. And so this is just our life now. This is just what we do for our actual adult jobs.
They know. They must know at this point.
It's like, it's if you don't know, welcome, and I'm sorry in advance. All right. So anyway, so it's Wednesday, my dudes.
It's Wednesday, all my right. dudes. We're in a swamp that's not an Olive Garden in Tampa, Florida, and it's raining.
Eric, I just thought of something.
Yeah, what you got?
How? So in a traditional, put down the alligator.
I'm not putting this.
Okay, all right. In a traditional D&D game, there are dice.
Oh yeah.
That are rolled so as to determine the effects of the thing.
Well, I'm sure
how are these?
Oh, Joe, check it out. I don't know where we got these. Check them out. All right? That's pretty good. That's pretty good, right? It's almost like we prepared for this or something.
Almost. It's almost like this is a bit.
It's pretty close. So I guess we'll just throw those out to people and hit them right square in the forehead when we need it. You know? It'd be a good tower.
All right. Well, for one, I would like to roll a perception check to see if I know if the beast that you're holding is like a deadly one or like an okay one.
I think he's pretty good, but yeah, sure.
We're going to roll these?
Okay. I know. I would throw it to a member and then right. maybe they can roll
Who wants to be my roll? Yeah, Uwu, you go. What did they get? Oh. All
right. What do we got?
One. Come on. It's a
13.
13.
Well, what happens? 13.
It looks fairly vicious, but you're fairly certain if you treat it right, it won't hurt you.
Nice. All right. Blumpkin always is. Well, see, he's a pretty nice guy. Look at him. He's nice and Havanica, we might have a problem, or we may have just made a new friend. This alligator's got like a name tag with a phone number on it. I think this might be somebody's alligator that I have now befriended.
Well, we are in Florida.
Alligators are communal in Florida. Don't you know that? We share them around.
It's a community number that you have to call.
All right. Well, I guess phone numbers exist in this world.
Sure.
Like, I don't know. I want to keep them, but should we call this number or should we keep it?
But I'm do you know what this sounds like to me?
What does it sound like?
A quest!
What?
A quest to reunite this handsome beast with his owner!
All right, fine. Can we? I gotta find like a leash or something because I'm not gonna like just hold this like this the whole time. I don't think he likes it very much. Actually, now that I think he's squirming in quite a way. Can I? I'm gonna roll to see if I can get a leash or something.
Okay.
Who wants to roll? Be my rolly thing. Can you? Cat, ready? Ready? Yes. I have not practiced this. Hey! Very good. Very good. All right. Yeah. Me too. Yeah. Just toss it. Pass it.
I'm roll still. Responsibly.
Oh, come on. Come on.
It's a 15.
All right.
What happens with a 15?
15. What do I got?
You find a vine.
A vine? Okay.
Not a vine, but it's weirdly sparkly.
It's sparkly.
Sparkly.
Oh, Medica, this alligator is the best thing to happen to me in the last 2 hours.
All right. But it seems that our quest has got a wrinkle in, it's called wrinkle in time. I was trying to do a thing. Well, if it's a sparkly vine.
Yeah. I'm gonna set this alligator here on the floor.
All right.
And I'm gonna take this vine and I'm gonna take off the leaves from the vine.
Don't do it now!
And I'm gonna fashion up a little leash for you.
Again, we're gonna pause the action for just a brief moment to explain. I've never seen Avatar until yesterday. We just got to that episode, so I'm just dealing with the emotional of after effects of that. That's not funny. Retcon that right out of the game.
I'm sorry, Bumpkin didn't actually do that. It was in his head. It was all his head. All right. Well, I've got what was the original name? Reginald. It's Reginald now. We've got Reginald on the leaf.
All right.
All right. So we gotta find a phone to call this dude to try to get this alligator back to
back to its father or mother or just
right. Well, I certainly
mother alligator.
don't have a human phone on me.
All right.
We could.
Yeah.
Make our way out of the swamp into Busch Gardens, find a payphone. They probably still exist at Busch Gardens. It is Florida. And then and then we can call the owner and reunite him as such. I'm really invested in getting to Busch Garden because it is like the second thing that came up on Wikipedia about Tampa.
All right, cool. So I'm going to roll to see if we got, who wants to be my roller? Anybody? We can also just roll. Here you go. Ha ha.
Nice.
That was, weirdly enough, a really good pass to you.
Yeah.
Actually, that was pretty sorry.
All right,
I'm looking
for finding a phone.
This is perception, finding a way out of the swamp.
Oh, finding a way out of the swamp. All right.
Wouldn't that be nature?
That's it. That's
I guess that would be nature. Oh, it
that's
is nature.
A 10.
What's that's a mod.
You're wielding a lot of power right now. Straight down the middle.
Oh, I have a minus one of I thought I was being all clever.
You have a 9 for nature?
I'm rocking. Yeah, 9. What do we find? What do we got?
Well, after you look around for a while, you're not really seeing anything. You're not seeing a very clear path, but you think you see a sign in the distance that maybe says something on it.
All right.
You're good.
It's good.
That's good.
I DM a lot.
Okay, I can tell. Hurry up.
Loki, that's what we were hoping for.
Helvetica, look, it looks like somebody scratched a tree or something over there. I'm not really sure. All
right.
But let's trudge on over there.
All right.
I guess I'll use
we
Steven.
Walk to the sign.
I will use Steven to clear the vines.
You should explain to the kind people who don't listen to the podcast who Steven is.
Oh, yeah. Who here listens to the podcast and who's here is just for the thing? I'm just genuinely curious. Cool.
Who has no idea what's going on right now? Yes. Great. Welcome.
Cool. This wasn't an example hand raise. I also have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, it's fine. I do too. This is
the creativity.
Yes. This is what happens when your DM gets sick the day of, and we're just doing this whole thing live.
Yeah.
So, welcome to the grand experiment, my friends.
Wow. All right. So I take Steven is my great axe. Blumpkin has 3 axes. He has his great axe, Steven. He has his hand axe, Maria, and his other hand axe, axe number 2. And those are his trusty steeds. So I take Steven and I whack away at the vines to get us safely to the sign.
All right.
And the sign says...
Well, that's the thing, is we're in Tampa, Florida, which we don't necessarily speak human English.
Oh, I guess that's true, yeah.
It's true. I think we have to roll in an investigation check to see what it says.
All right.
Can we read it? All right, yeah.
You want to roll it? Yeah.
All right, ready? Everybody duck. This is a terrible idea. Okay.
Hey, that was pretty good.
I got cut from the softball team.
This is investigation?
Sure.
Sure.
That's 10, but I do have a plus 5, so it's 15.
Oh my god, do you really?
I've investigated the shit out of this.
We've been playing together for a year.
Right? What does the sign say?
Busch Gardens, 25 miles.
Yes!
Hey! All right. Is there like an arrow? Or like
no
a...
arrow.
It's just 25 miles in some direction. Busch Gardens. We now have a radius. Wonderful.
All right.
Well, I guess we're 25 miles in some direction from Busch Garden. I guess I'm going to climb a tree. And see if I can figure out what, maybe I can see something.
Yeah, that sounds like an athletics check to me.
That does sound like an athletics check from me. Anybody who wants to roll? Yeah.
Ha! Also, your ukulele is very cool.
That's exactly all I need.
Yeah, I have that same one.
Really?
Yeah.
I got it at a pawn shop.
Maybe it's mine.
Maybe it's yours.
That's a 15.
15, nice, and it's athletics. So that's a plus 3. That's a 17. Or that's
all right.
An 8. That's
what happens
16.
When our good friend Bumpkin tries to climb the tree?
You shimmy up this palm tree because it's athletic that you're not where you have. Because it's very difficult to climb a palm tree.
It is!
Do you want to just be the DM for the rest of the game? Okay.
All right, so I shimmy up the tree pretty well.
All right, what do you see up there, Bumpkin?
Well, I don't know. I got to roll.
All right. This is the most rolling heavy game we've ever done in the history.
Well, I know, because...
It usually takes us 3 hours to get one rolling, and here we are.
This well, it could great. Just be like, oh, look, it's like there.
Right. Oh, we found it! Yay!
The,
friend
that
we, no,
the real
fine.
Busch Gardens was the friend we made along the way. That's usually your line.
I just want you to know that I had already planned on saying that, and you took that from me, and that hurts. That hurts on the inside. That hurts. It's fine. All right.
We'll get you another one. All right, so I reached the top of the tree. What am I rolling? Perception? I guess, yeah, perception.
Oh, sure.
Let's do it. Would you like to roll for me, since whoever said perception?
That's okay.
No, all right, fine.
That's all right.
I'm gonna bank shot it.
Okay. No, there's so much expensive tech.
I know.
What is it?
That's a three, baby.
On a three perception, what do I see?
You see another sign that says, you see a sign in the distance that says Olive Garden.
So, all right. So we know that Olive Garden and Busch Garden are somewhere in a 25-mile radius of each other. All right.
Is there an arrow on that sign?
No arrow on that sign. All right.
We're going to have to triangulate. The things. So I'm up there, and I'm like, Helvetica, looks like there is an Olive Garden. I told ya.
Well, but I mean, I'm just saying, Bumpkin, an Olive Garden would probably also have a phone.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I have no preference when it comes to gardens. it's real.
God damn it. All right, well, then, you know what? It feels like we're at an impasse. We have two choices that can be made. We could go to Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
or
unlimited soup, salad, and breadsticks at Olive Garden.
The fact that they didn't chant breadsticks with you is the best part of that whole thing. All right. Well, I must admit, this has been quite the journey so far, and we have, a lot of time left. So, you know what?
We gotta figure out how to get to Olive Garden.
We gotta figure out how to get to the Olive Garden, dog.
You know, because when you're there, Katie, you're family. Okay? This is all about.
It's family.
We're trying to find a phone, but really, trying to find family. Think Dom Toretto's there?
The
I bet he is. I totally bet he's there.
What? Seriously, the next time
he's
Chris
gonna
gets
be there.
Sick,
we'll
it's
find
fine.
Out.
Okay.
He's gonna be there. You'll
all right.
See.
All right. Okay, so should we?
All right.
I think we should head to the Olive Garden because we also need to find this alligator's family.
Yeah, that's where we're starting.
That was the whole point.
What do you think Olive Garden's alligator policy is?
It's Florida. I believe that they're the wait staff.
We gotta go get them a job or something.
Yeah,
like
we gotta
that.
Get
all right,
this
cool.
alligator a job.
All right, so I shimmy down the tree, which I do successfully. I just fuck you. That's what I do. And and I look, and I guess we go to the Olive Garden sign.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is I think that if it doesn't have an arrow on it, right?
Yeah, well, we've got two points.
We're going to have to triangulate to find the Olive Garden.
Victor, what do you think Blumpkin thinks triangulating is?
I bet we're about to find out.
I bet he thinks it's a rash. that's my guess. So I guess we go to the Olive Garden, because we've got 2 points now.
All right, here's what I would like to do. I would like to go to the Olive Garden sign.
Okay.
And I would like to roll a nature check to see if I can catch a whiff of unlimited breadsticks upon the wind.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's what I would like
to
do.
All right, cool. So we go to the Olive Garden sign.
We go to the sign. I guess I'll just roll that. Does somebody want to be my roller? Right here. All right.
Point.
Don't you screw me.
Don't you dare.
That's it. That's it. All right. So does Helvetica get a whiff of unlimited soup, salad, and breadsticks upon the wind? Your call. I'm just saying, this adventure rests upon you. That's it.
Not only do you smell bread galore, bread beyond your wildest dreams, much closer, in fact, as the bread monster approaches.
Oh!
It was a tip. I was gonna say, should we roll for initiative?
I guess we should, yeah.
You know, we were in our hotel room going, what are we gonna do? Our DM's sick. And I was like, they're not gonna make us get into combat. Like, that'd be so fun. It's fine. All right.
All right, here we go.
Who wants to be my initiative?
Yeah.
For this monster.
Mr. Brunston.
Come on.
I'm just rolling this one.
That's 7.
Oof. Magoof. That's a 6.
All right.
Congratulations.
All right, I guess I'm going first, but...
Would you like to roll for your monster?
Would you like... Yeah, you're in charge of the bread monster now. Congratulations.
Name this monster.
This all right.
is a
Parmesan bread monster.
Oh, we tied. What's the dex of this bread monster?
This is your problem
one.
Now.
It's a big monster.
Sweet. All right, cool. So it's you, then me, then bread monster.
Okay.
How do we, all right, so would you, how many, I guess you can decide, my friend. Are you down? I mean, I don't want to rope you into this. All right, okay. You're playing for the bread monster, my friend. I guess you're going to need one of these. Ready? There you go. Well, what's your name if you don't mind me asking?
I'm Griffin.
Griffin?
Griffin the bread monster.
Griffin the bread monster, everybody. All right. So there's the bread monster hiding at the Olive Garden side.
Yeah. So I mean, I suppose I'm here. I'm gonna do some D&D.
So here's the question: is the armor class high because he's got hard, crusty bread?
Yeah.
Is it low because he's in a swamp and he's soggy?
Oh.
What type of bread is he?
That's you, my friend.
Talking about like a nice soft pan to me, or like a nice rustic loaf.
He obviously is some kind of horrific toxic Avenger style. Like, it's a piece of bread that got tossed in a toxic barrel out there in the swamp, and I think that's what we have.
Okay. I feel like maybe you guys should be sitting next to each other. I don't know.
All right. So I'm gonna paint a word picture. All right. So Helvetic and Blumpkin sort of slog through this swamp. You know, Helvetica's long cleric robe sort of getting swampified a little bit. Blumpkin's fine. He always smells like that. And as they get closer to sort of like what they think might in the distance be some sort of hill, the smell of bread becomes more and more pungent, and as they look down, a fine layer of like cornmeal and flour begins to like integrate into the land of the swamp, and then upon the wind a sound. I made the footsteps too close together the first time,
and suddenly we hear, "When you're here, your family."
And a giant 15-foot?
I'm going to say 15. I was on his picture, something like that. Foot, yeah.
17-foot, okay. 17, yeah. A 17-foot breadstick unfolds itself out of the swamp with like algae and like leaves and stuff just like falling off of the sides of it. Does it have arms?
Otherwise, it's got tentacles.
It's got tentacles?
Tentacles.
All right. So
it's pasta.
It's pasta. Pasta tentacles. So these pasta-like tentacles, sort of like in this like abomination of bread and Italian food. And I'm also pretty sure that's a menu item at the Olive Garden. So it says, when, I don't, well, you already said what it said, I forgot.
When you're here, your family.
Right. Helvetica is gonna, and blue fireballs appear in both of her hands. And Helvetica is gonna just go, she doesn't have time for this. There's an alligator, she's hungry, she really wants to ride the roller coasters.
But I feel like she says like a really cool little quip or something, you know, something really clever.
Oh, she sure does. And yeah. She says, "Time to make the donuts."
And Blumpkin applauds. Bravo. That was the funniest thing you've ever said.
It was so good. And then I cast Fireball.
But oh, now that's what I was leading up to.
Yeah, that was it. Listen, I have one job and it's making toast. All right.
What do we got?
It fails.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, that fails. So I'm gonna roll this part because I don't have 8d6s to throw into the crowd. That's gonna do 30 points of fire damage.
Wow, wait, it's supposed to be half though, right? Because
no, because he failed.
Oh, he failed. Oh, okay. I'm still learning. Right.
So Helvetica hits the breadstick pasta monster for 30 points of fire damage, and like little chunks of breadstick like start to like fall off, and then there's like a little like the smell of toast fills the air. What is, I just a point of clarification. Can you describe the tentacles? Are they like floopity floppity?
Yes, very okay. Long.
Okay, they're like overly long.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
Okay, so that's 30 points of damage.
30 points of damage. Also,
okay.
I maybe just decide when this bit has gone on too long and just kill the breadstick monster. Just saying.
Just gonna say you do whatever you want.
It's like he has 1,000 hit points.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Great.
This is CR 50. Months.
Wonderful. Yeah. All right, so it's Blumpkin's turn. So Blumpkin, first off, Blumpkin goes into a rage. That's just what happens. And it's not because he's afraid. It's because that's just what the smell of bread does to him. That's just what it does. That's what it does to me, frankly. And,
The smell of bread sends you into a rage?
It sends me into a murderous rage.
Listen, man, I'm telling you, keto is not healthy.
I'm good. That's you're exactly. Like, when I go to restaurants, I'm like, I'm gluten intolerant. Seriously. And that's the beginning of my, action movie. Exactly.
Hold on. Wow, it's just like Dimension 20.
Just like Dimension 20.
Special effects!
All right, so first off, Blumpkin's gonna try to climb this monster because that's just the first thing he does every time.
Can I hold the alligator?
Oh yeah, I give Reginald to you.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, does the alligator get to roll? Yeah.
All right.
Reginald!
Yeah, that's an 8.
Oh, sweet. Right, I guess we'll start on the next top of the rotation.
That's fine.
Sick!
Reginald at the bread monster.
Yeah, right. Actually, that is exactly what I do. I pick up Reginald in a rage, and I hold him facing the thing, and Reginald looks at me, and then I look at Reginald, and Reginald looks back at me, and we go and Reginald perks up really hard, and I throw Reginald directly at the facial face region of the thing, and Reginald's mouth is open, and he's just gonna onto it. Or at least that's what I attempt to do. And I crush it.
Yep, crushed it.
That's I guess that would have been athletics.
So what actually happens is you have this whole moment with Reginald, and then you try and you just go, ugh. And Reginald's kind of...
I'm picturing big anime streaks behind it, and it's and then it just it sticks into the mud, right, but it's sticking out. Yeah, exactly. under the bottom.
All right, are you still trying to climb the breadstick?
I guess that was my one thing. That was my only move.
Okay. So you've thrown the alligator at the giant.
The alligator is sticking out of the ground.
And that was your turn. So it's our breadsticks friend's turn.
I apologize to nobody.
It's fine. And they're returning.
Oh,
the
well, thank you.
You roll.
Yeah, you gotta roll.
It reels back and releases a cheese breath attack. I need you both to make dex saves.
God damn it.
Cheese breath attack? Oh, man.
All right. That is an 18.
Okay. And that is a, 16? That is an 18 from Blumpkin.
All right. Yeah.
Sweet. Blumpkin just opens his mouth. Yeah. And he's like, this is what my mom's breast smelled like. I'm right at home. But he says it in the Blumpkin voice.
All right.
And I believe now it's Reginald's turn.
Oh, yeah, it is Reginald's turn.
And I guess I'm the keeper of Reginald.
Sure, you go right
so
ahead.
So Reginald, for one, Reginald, let me draw a painting of the picture. There's mud. Reginald is stiffed up like a spear because I was throwing him.
Right.
We have this connection.
Right.
And so he's sticking out of the mud, still in spear form, but just his face, he's ring,
Mm-hmm.
And so he relaxes from that. And then he looks back at me, and then I look back at Reginald. And then he looks back at me, and then I look back at Reginald.
And we go.
And I run. Or I guess, it's fine. What can they do?
You got this.
I got this. I feel like they're acting as one, They're acting as one. So Blumpkin runs up to, Blumpkin starts running over to Reginald, and Reginald's in the mud, and Blumpkin puts his foot on Reginald's back, and right then, Reginald uses his surprising athletics to jump into the air, sending both Blumpkin and Reginald the alligator into the air to try to bite the bread monster.
Roll the hit.
Come on! If there's anywhere in that 20. That's 6.
Is that really 6?
God damn it!
You want to be dying or... Man, what is it?
Wait, you're in a rage though, right?
I am in a rage. Well, alligator's not.
Yeah.
That was technically the alligator's turn.
All right.
So I guess we jump up in the air and we catch a crumb, a little tooth. Yeah. Catch a little crumb for 30 damage.
No. All right,
Betty, I believe it's you.
All right. I need the breadstick to make a dexterity saving throw, please.
Roll
purple. Oh, I'm so sorry. All right, so Helvetica spreads, like she has her hand, you know, she's fireballing, right? And so she kind of puts her hands together like this, and then she spreads them apart. And as she does, this beautiful blue flame sphere begins to glow. And as she begins to like manipulate it more and more and more, it grows and grows and grows until it's, well, it's about like 5 feet around, according to what the book says.
Is this a spirit bomb or something?
No, it is flaming sphere. And so Helvetica is going to cast it at our breadstick friend. And then that's going to do. And that's gonna give you 7 points of damage, of fire damage. But the flaming sphere just continues to be around you. So you're going to continue to take damage until you get out of that one. Ha-ha! Take that, breadstick monster.
Got him.
I think so. Yeah.
Huh?
All right. Well, then, technically, didn't I do 60 points of damage earlier?
Perhaps.
Maybe I didn't. I don't know. We're doing it live.
All right, I guess so. Hey, first off, good job, Helvetica. That was really good. That was a good spirit bomb. Okay,
Helvetica
really
is just covered in like swamp water and like mud, and just like, and she's just like, thank you. May we go?
And I say, yeah, hold on. Well, actually, you know what we haven't tried to do is reason with the bread monster.
You're right.
Like, do you think I'm pretty charismatic? Like, I don't know.
You could.
I also have animal handling. Thank you, Leah.
Is it an animal handling or is it like a cooking check? I'm just
saying. Performance or animal handling?
Is it a performance check? You know, when you're like.
Prostitution. I have animal handling.
Prostitution, yeah.
Prostitution.
You need to roll a prostitution saving throw.
Okay. I'm rolling animal handling.
A breadstick is kind of like an animal.
It's kind of like an animal. Yeah, all right. So, fine. I go up to the breadstick, and I say, like, and I go, everybody stop! You know, in that, like, cool beat in movies where, like, somebody yells and they all stop. And he goes, listen. And I walk up, and I walk, and I don't walk up, like, within striking distance, but I, like, walk over, and I look at Reginald. And I look over at Reginald, and I'm like, and Reginald's like. And I walk over, and I say, hey, you there. Michael, listen, I feel like we really got off on the wrong foot. We're just looking for a phone so we can go tell Reginald's owner that we're not giving him back and we're keeping him.
No.
I'm sorry, we're not going to do that. We really just need to find a phone. And, you know, if we also got unlimited breadsticks, that would be fine, too. I don't know if they're like your family or not. You know, I'm not really sure. I don't know if that's like kosher, but...
Church of Olive Garden. This cursed lands and I've been is trampled upon.
Oh, well, buddy.
So you're trying to get to the Olive Garden as well?
Yes.
Well, why don't you just come with us?
Oh, you started attacking me.
Well, yes. You know what? That's my bad.
That's
I apologize.
Fair. That's fair.
Can I offer you a healing spell? Does it work on bread? I don't know.
Yeah, I can offer you like a piece of string.
Is it well, all right. What if we agree for the time being to set apart our differences and travel to the Olive Garden together? What are you doing? What are you trying to do with the Olive Garden, my friend?
I'm giving my praise and worship to the mightiful stick in the sky.
We didn't even need to show up.
I know.
That's fine. All right.
I guess everybody named Griffin, just excellent DMs.
Excellent DMs. Griffin's all. All right, well.
All right, well, what do you know, dear Michael? By the way, is your name Michael? Is total guess.
It's definitely mine.
Total guess. Oh, my God, I got it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Holy shit. Total guess. Oh, also. Friendship lights.
Just like Dimension
well,
20.
Well, Mikey, Mike, and the boys, where what do you know where Olive Garden is? Like, do you have any idea which direction?
I believe it's about 25 miles that way.
Oh! We've turned a scalar into a vector. Math jokes. Math jokes. Who's got me?
All right.
All right, yeah. Cool.
Well,
that was a really good joke.
Helvetica would like to cast cutscene, which is where we just jump to the Olive Garden.
Oh, man. All right, fine. So we try. Hey, thank
also,
you.
Give it up for Griffin.
All right. Although we are now with Michael the Bread.
That's fine. It's fine. We might need Michael, you know, Michael just be around. Feel free.
It's more of like a carbohydrate monster.
Yeah,
it's pasta. Good carbs.
It's a carb monster.
Yeah, good carbs.
You know what I mean? All right.
So we go to the Olive Garden. We're at the Olive Garden. Yeah, we're good? All right, so Blumpkin, Helvetica, and Michael, the carbo monster, show up at Olive Garden,
yeah.
I suppose. All right, yeah. Cool. So we walk in the door, and we go to the host and go like,
wait! How do we know this Olive Garden isn't trapped? I would like to roll a perception check to make sure that this isn't like a trapped Olive Garden. Listen, I grew up in Iowa. Some of them are very dangerous.
Oh, that explains everything. Okay.
It's true.
Is the Olive Garden trapped?
Is this a trapped Olive Garden? It's an 11.
All right, so you're looking around this Olive Garden. You're like on the outside of it, right?
Yes.
And for the most part, it seems like a normal Olive Garden. But then inside, you see like a whole army of rednecks.
Let's not attack them first. We've learned this.
It's true.
I've met a million very friendly rednecks in my life.
It's true.
Very friendly.
Maybe they're nice. Maybe they're just here doing, I don't know, they're just here for a concert or something.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so I walk in first. I go like, God, you know, I think I got this one. And I walk in.
Helvetica like gestures to the door, knowing full well how this is going to go.
And I'm like, I think it's going to go great. So I walk through the door. And first off, what do the red, like, do they notice me walk in? What do they do?
I'd say they don't notice you yet.
Okay, they don't notice me yet. That's yes. You're right. And so I go, oh my God, do I still have? Oh, please. I pull out the fish that is actually in my pocket from a previous game. And I pull out a fish and I say, free fish! And I shake it around. And whoever comes up to me first gets the fish.
What check are you rolling for that?
Performance check,
performance?
Right?
All right.
Yeah, cool. All right. Oh, please. If there's ever time for a nat 20. That's a 14. There's a 14 on the free fish.
All right, I don't know. What do you think?
Everybody want my fish?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure what you're trying to accomplish here. But
just make friends in general.
So all of them kind of like look in your general direction, and it seems like they're really, really interested. Because like they've eaten out this like entire Olive Garden. Like it's mostly gone.
What? I would like to roll a perception check to see if there are unlimited breadsticks. What is the breadstick and sound? If they're out... We're dipping.
I'm gonna burn
this Olive Garden to the ground. I'm rolling for it.
How do you end up with none of the dice every time?
All I want is this whole game. I just want a breadstick. If they're out, fireball on, dog.
That's a 13 for a perception check to see if there's enough unlimited breadsticks to sate my carbo curiosity. I don't have pockets.
Otherwise, we have to eat Michael.
There is unlimited breadsticks, however. They are heavily guarded by the other rednecks.
All right. So.
Okay.
So there's.
See you.
Okay.
All right. So they are interested in the free fish. All right. Fine. So do any of them like come up to me?
Yeah. I'd say like a solid half of them that aren't guarding the breadsticks.
A solid half of them? Wow.
How many are there?
45? 45 of them are interested in this fish I pulled out of my pocket?
How big is this Olive Garden?
You know, that's half the people in there. All right, so I guess a mob of people approach Blumpkin, and I just say like, ugh, and I just like throw the fish on the ground because I was not expecting that.
Yeah, like outside. Throw it outside.
Oh yeah, I guess to clear the room.
Yeah.
For the breadsticks.
For the breadsticks.
Oh yeah. All right, retcon. I take the fish and I turn around, and in front of my face in the camera scene, there's like a bunch of mass trajectories like swirling in front of my face like from Rain Man, and I'm calculating the trajectories of the windows, and I take the fish and I go, you know, like I throw it up and I throw it out the window as hard as I can.
Athletics check. This is 17.
It's a dirty 20.
All right.
It's a dirty 20.
The fish is thrown mathematically and precisely out the door into the dark night surrounding this lone Olive Garden in Tampa, Florida on a rainy Wednesday night. What do our friends inside do?
So the 45 rednecks who are surrounding you, they all see this fish and they just go like sprinting outside, you know, like they're crawling over each other. Some of them are dying, but it's okay.
Yeah, well, I guess we have to dodge the stampede.
To dodge the stampede.
All right.
Okay. I guess that'd be acrobatics.
Acrobatics check.
Yeah. All right.
Great. My clerics are known for their acrobatics.
They are. All right. That's a 12 for me.
It's a 17.
Jeez, really?
17, yeah, 17.
My gosh.
All right.
Okay, so you dodge them perfectly fine, but, like, she's doing all sorts of, like, crazy flips and stuff, and you're, like, really impressed.
As you are wont to do.
Do I do a backflip?
Yes. Absolutely. It's, like, the coolest backflip.
I'm sorry, this is a running joke. Blumpkin has been trying to successfully land a black backflip for a very long time. It has never happened. Helvetica just pulls one off first try to dodge a bunch of people running for a fish.
Helvetica does, in the heat of the moment, she gets overexcited, she does a sweet flip, and then she realizes, and she looks at Blumpkin, she goes, "Don't worry, Blumpkin, you'll get it one of these days."
And I say, "No, I won't. Hey, do you guys have a phone?" I guess I yell to the new, now that we've dodged, they've run past us. Sorry?
Is everybody outside?
A half of the people are outside.
Yeah.
The other half, was it like one section specifically? Or are they just dispersed around?
Very dispersed, you know?
Very, so just like generally half of them. Okay.
Okay, I would like to head inside and disguise myself as a server.
I also would like to do that. That's just too delightful not do.
All right. I'm gonna... performance check? Is that cool?
Deception.
Okay.
Deception.
It's a 18,
19. Oh,
wow. I'll take it. That's fine. Yeah.
All right.
So I'm gonna need to find a manager. I'm sorry. I feel bad. But like, we usually are like, you know, one person, but then when there's two, I'm like, shit. Okay.
All right.
So you're
the manager of this Olive Garden.
I'm so sorry. I'm so terribly late for my shift.
Again, this is the fifth time this week. I don't know.
I'm so sorry. I'm here from the other city in Florida's Olive Garden. Yes, I know. I'm so terrible. But I was wondering, is there a place where I can change?
The kitchen's good.
All right. Okay. All right. And then this of course is Blumpkin. He's my trainee from that other city. He's here to sort of observe the inner workings of your restaurant.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say I have to roll to see how well I'm gonna pull this guy off. Is it deception? Yeah. And that's a solid 5. Okay. So I'm standing there with it. I just do like a square knot on like my bow tie. I don't know. Does servers wear bow ties in Olive Garden?
They wear like ties.
They wear like long ties. Yeah. All right. So I just like tie that, and I have like a napkin that I found like to try to. I don't know. Blumpkin has no idea what waiters look like. He's just like.
Right. Well, also, I would postulate that you're at the Olive Garden in Tampa, Florida, and you are a half orc barbarian.
And I'm apparently.
So you're like just green and like 7 feet tall. So the deception check here scans.
That's true. I have to make an inside check for this.
All right.
Oh,
where's
hey.
Where's Reginald?
That's a 6.
Six. Reginald's outside
manager
with.
You up and down. He's like, okay. We won't pay you.
Well, you know what? That's fair. But I did see that you had a gravel driveway on the way in here. If you let me come here on weekends to look for pretty rocks in your driveway, then we have a deal here. Apparently, we're negotiating.
He scratches his chin a little bit. Huh?
That's a persuasion check.
How do you feel about unlimited breadsticks?
I feel pretty goddamn good about it. Tired.
Infinite quest. Yeah, nailed it. All right. I'm so sorry to trouble you even further. Do you happen to have a phone that we could use?
I'm not trying to leave, are you?
I'm sorry?
You're not trying to leave, are you?
Oh, no. In fact, there's been... I found a... And Helvetica thinks very carefully and very quickly. a adorable lost puppy outside, and we're trying to contact the owner. And so I was just wondering, is there some sort of like back office where we could like make a call? I forgot my human square box at home.
Personal calls will be made on your own time. You won't be paid for this. Go, office.
Oh, so you can use it, but you're not getting paid.
That's you know what? That's fine.
Well, wait a minute. Well, like Helvetica, I'm already not getting paid. No, don't mean to brag. But like, you know, I could go do it if you're already not getting paid.
Sure.
All right.
Why not?
Yeah, because I got the alligator right here, and I pull out because he's got the phone number's on the tag. Like I got right. All of it.
Yeah.
So I just go like, yeah, hold on. Let me just take Reginald to the back office, and I just want to make it clear that I like. Produce the alligator. I got him, don't worry. And when I head back, start making my way to the office with Reginald.
So the manager takes this shockingly well.
Does he really?
I asked for how well he takes it. He took it well. And he says,
it's Florida.
Don't put that in the food.
Don't put it in the food? I guess it's Florida.
Well,
no, it lets you go your way like new interns.
out of curiosity, what's the manager's name?
Yeah, his name is William.
William.
William the manager.
Or William the manager. William the manager. Give it up for William the manager.
Hey! All right. Well, I guess we both go to the office.
Yeah, I feel like we should both go to the office.
Because my fingers are too big for the phone.
Yeah, so. It's great. So we both head back to the back office, but. As we are going to the back office, Helvetica starts to think. She starts to think in a little noggin. And Helvetica's like, you know, Pumpkin, what do we know about this Olive Garden? We know that the breadsticks are under strict guard.
Yes,
yeah, the manager, maybe not the best at his job. And there's a giant 17-foot sentient breadstick out. It's being the breadsticks are being guarded by an army of rednecks. I'm thinking that maybe that manager sent us to the back office in just a little bit. It was too easy.
Yeah, it was kind of too easy. This feels also. Yeah, there's been a 17-foot bread monster holding an alligator. Well, no, I had the alligator outside for like 20 minutes, and nobody's done anything.
Yeah,
like at all.
It seems a bit too easy. I think I would like to roll a William the manager toss it back. Oh God, softball. I'd like to roll a investigation check on this door to see if there's any sort of like magic. Yeah, I'm not rolling it. I just didn't trust my arm.
Softball.
Okay. That's a 13.
So you notice that the door to the office doesn't appear to have anything magical, but there is a black box on the side of it.
There's a black box on the side of it, and like when you try the door, it's locked.
Yeah.
To the office, right?
Yeah.
To get to the phone.
Wait. Do you want if we could go get William and be like, "Hey, Dick, you told us we could come to the office, and it's locked."
Your manager that way.
We could just break in.
Yeah. Because we only need the phone. This whole thing is a ruse.
Yeah.
You know, I'm actually like, now I'm like invested in Blunkin' about his career and all of it. I'm like, but the manager's gonna be mad. I won't get my.
I like this idea.
What, just break in?
I think break in.
Yeah, I'm down.
Just break in. What is that, sleight of hand check? I don't know. Lock picking?
Well, like, are we doing blunt force? Because Blumpkin is really good at slamming really hard.
Sure. Do you want to roll for it?
Yeah, sure. All right, I'll roll for it.
Do you want to be the.
Well, yeah, are we trying to be stealthy? I don't.
This is. You. Listen. We have like 7 minutes left, so you get to decide how this ends.
you have all the power.
All pressure.
All right, so Blunkin.
No pressure, but all pressure. That's a six.
that's a
six for breaking in. What happens?
So y'all do open the door.
Okay.
But the alarm goes off.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
And William hears it.
And William does hear.
William hears it.
I guess
What's
going
on over there?
William's back in the show.
Oh, I'm so sorry, William. I accidentally opened this door. This is where the phone is, right?
It's not the breadstick door, is it?
Is the office door and the breadstick door the same door?
The breadstick door?
No, the right door. Don't touch the breadstick door.
Okay, don't touch the breadstick door. All right, Blumpkin
just turn off the alarm.
Blumpkin, just turn off the alarm.
Just turn off the alarm, I don't care.
All right, I rolled to turn off the alarm.
Okay.
Wait, what happened to the rednecks guarding it?
This is the office
door. The breadstick door.
Different door. I guess that would be...
That's a 10?
Sleight of hand, I guess. So 12? I'd say that successfully turns off. I may have broken it. But I just like punched it and it just broke. I've seen enough movies. That always works. Every time.
I like to roll an investigation check to see if this room is full of like office stuff or just breadsticks.
I guess if they already have the room, they might as well.
Oh, wow. 20!
Finally. So wait, what was the role? The role was to see if there are breadsticks in the office?
I realized that I could have gone and looked with my eyes, but I'm trying to add a modicum of dramatic tension.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
You find every stapler in the room there is.
Okay.
No breadsticks.
But no breadsticks.
There are no breadsticks.
But is there a phone?
There are three phones.
Okay. We got a call. We got to get Reginald home.
We got to get Reginald home. All right, fine. I pick up the reddest phone. Whichever one is the reddest. I pick it up. And I grab Reginald and I'm like, "Hold on, Reginald. Jeez." And I like look at the thing. Right.
And then I'll dial cuz your fingers are all right, too big.
And I say, "Egg." Egg. Have that egg?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Stick. Little curly ones, you know, with the bottom.
Blumpkin doesn't know how to read, I forgot.
The one that kind of looks like my grandma when I walked in on her on the bathroom that one time.
Okay. What number does that look like?
It's a nine.
It's a nine. Okay. You're weird.
I don't know, it's a nine. And then, like, cliff edge, backwards E. And zero.
So I'm going to have to roll an animal handling check to see...
Handle Blumpkin?
No, to handle Reginald, because you don't know numbers.
Oh, yeah. Right. I guess that's true.
All right. It's a 19. All right. So Reginald peacefully sort of, like, snuggles from Blumpkin's arms into Helvetica.
He's soothed by the Leonard Skinner.
He's coming from the outside.
The Leonard Skinner that
he's
they're piping.
He's so happy he purrs in your arm.
Right.
Oh, yay. But I just want to point out, Blumpkin does not want to give up.
I know, but Blumpkin, do you remember when you lost your frog? And how sad you were?
Yeah.
Now think about how much bigger Reginald is than your tiny frog, and I bet he means that much more to his owner.
He's at least like twice as big.
Yeah. So we should do the right thing, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I found that frog. He was on the bottom of my shoe.
He was all right, right? No, he was fine?
Yes, he was fine.
All right.
He was also named Reginald.
So Helvetica calls the number, and I suppose... I don't know what check... Well, I don't know what a phone call check is.
I guess...
Yes.
Like, just do, like, a charisma check.
Okay. All right, you
want to
do it?
Yeah.
Congrats, it's your alligator now. This is your problem. Okay. All right. It's a six. All right, so what happens when Helvetica calls Reginald's owner?
Hello, this is human Reginald.
It's weird that you felt the need to specify, Reginald, but all right. Funniest thing, we're down here at the Church of the Olive Garden, and we have your alligator. We've named him Reginald. Not sure what you call him, but we found your number attached to his collar. Do you want to come by and get him?
Well, see, I'm banned from the Church of the Olive Garden. But y'all can run him up here. I'd really appreciate it.
All right, you're on speakerphone in this universe, just that's how I hear. How did you... We've done a lot in the last hour or so to get kicked out of this Olive Garden, and we are still very welcome. What did you do?
We would like to hear more about
kicked
how
out of the Olive
you
Garden?
Got kicked out of an Olive Garden that we have robbed and just...
And brought a live alligator
and
into?
And brought a live alligator into this establishment, and they were, like, fine with it. So we caused a riot out front over a fish. Like,
we'll see. I'm not a redneck, and I hope in the breadstick don't work.
Out of curiosity, how does one open the breadstick door?
Well, you gotta pretend to be a redneck, and then you gotta open the door.
Oh, is that it?
That is.
Is it like a magic door situation? It just knows.
No magic door, just a regular door.
Oh, so is the pretending to be a redneck? Is that part optional, or does it just help you like blend in?
Blend.
All right. All right. Helvetica glances at the clock and is like, well, we have 3 minutes to wrap this up. Boy, oh boy, I sure love Leonard Skinner. Sure do. I'd like other things.
Blumkin makes zero attempt to mask his voice or anything. And he just walks up and goes, well, hello there, friend. I was just wondering if we could get some goddamn breadsticks. And the guy goes, dang. Well, sure, you can get some breadsticks. Well,
Does he, Eric? Well, actually, do we have to do a performance check?
That's true. Well, so you wanted to roll earlier, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Huzzah!
Yeah. Guardian of the door.
So I say, well, sure, can we get some breadsticks? Oh, by the way, lady on the phone, you can come pick up your alligator at the Olive Garden when they let you back in, because we only got 2 minutes. And I hang up.
All right. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? What do we got?
Big money.
Come on!
It's a 17!
That's a 17.
All right.
And that's, what is this, persuasion?
Right. Yeah, persuasion to let us into the breadstick room.
Deception, right? Yeah, it's an 18.
So what were you trying to do again?
I was trying to convince this person that I am also a redneck, and that thusly they should let us into the room, okay, the breadstick room.
They look you up and down.
And I'm like...
Well... I heard you were getting some new interns in, so you must be tending to the breadsticks.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna tend them real good with my mouth.
Are they for your gator there?
No, the gator's, he's just part of it.
No.
He also looks at you, seeing the, I assume, tiefling horns?
Yes.
He sees the tiefling horns and goes, oh, ma'am?
I'm sorry, there's a convention at Busch Gardens.
Oh, yeah, we get a lot of people from Busch Gardens. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm just, you know, character acting. Become a theater major, they said. It'll be glamorous, they said.
Well, it's very useful in the breadstick industry, I must say.
Apparently.
In that case, you and your very large green friend may go and enter our bread room.
Hey! Right. Wait, so we said very large green friend. Does that also include Reginald here?
Is he your seeing eye gator?
Yes.
I didn't want to mess with any of the ADA.
That's very good of you.
Very responsible.
Very responsible.
A very good guard.
I'm surprised when we get here in Tampa.
All right. So.
So we get in the door.
So Blumkin and Helvetica.
Yes, we do.
With this, to the sound of like Ode to Joy, and there's like lights for some reason. There's a lot of like LEDs in this room for some reason, even though it's just breadsticks. And they open and triumphantly, behold the cavern of unlimited breadsticks. It's glorious. And Helvetica and Blumkin usher Michael in from outside and say, friend, behold, you are home. And then Helvetica looks at Reginald and says, and your next friend, your next. It looks like our adventure is to be continued. End of panel.
Thank you everybody so much for being here. Oh, that was so much better than what I thought it was gonna be.
All of you. Seriously, thank you so much. Wow. Our DM really did get sick, like, super last minute, and we didn't know what we were gonna do. So thank you all so much for, like, just going on this crazy adventure with us. One more time, I'm Katie Osoris.
And I'm Hagen.
And we are part of Infinite Quest. We talk about ADHD and neurodivergency and navigating life as neurodivergent adults. And also, sometimes, we play slightly, like, less chaotic D&D. So thank you all so much for being here. Have a wonderful rest of your con, and we will see you all later.
Woo!
Thank you.
And that car's up here if anybody wants them.